engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
This is The Void Show on Active FM. Thank you so much for tuning in and welcome to the show. I am Andrew Falazzi, your show host, and find out that here we actually meet again. And another week, and it just happens that, you know, it's our point in time where we actually meet again. Who would have thought? Hey, who would have thought? Absolutely no one. So I guess this really do serve as an evidence that, you know, the world is a small place after all. Anyway, thank you so much. I mean, believe you me, we are on a quest, right? We are on a quest, and it happens that this is the most adventurous quest of all time. Because what we're really trying to do here is reveal the truth about the universe, hey? It's reveal the truth about the universe. And it's not so much of the complicated mathematics. It's not really so much about science, you know, so much about formulas, so much about physics. It's not really about that, but it's about finding beauty and poetry in the universe. Because after all, there is beauty and poetry in the universe. So that's really what The Void Show is all about. So actually, a big cheer to you for tuning in, right? I guess you want to learn new stuff, and so you are on a right place. So you surely have seen what we're speaking about today, right? We are speaking about Saturn, right? Saturn. Saturday, Saturn, right? That's what we are speaking about. And if you have never heard of the word or the name Saturn, Saturn is just the name that's given to one of our planets in our solar system, right? So it's just another planet that is in our solar system. So how many planets do we have in our solar system? You want to answer that? We have 69 planets. I'm kidding. We have eight recognized planets actually in our solar system. Hey, that would be Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, right? Saturn, and then we've got Neptune, and we've got Uranus, right? Those are our eight recognized planets in our solar system, okay? And today, we just want to explore Saturn in much more great and in-depth detail, okay? So what would be Saturn? I guess you might have seen Saturn, and if you have not seen Saturn, I mean, do go on our page, Active FM, to see what Saturn looks like, okay? But Saturn, it's a sixth planet, okay? So moving from the sun, when you go outwards of our solar system, you'd obviously see Mercury first, you have Venus next. You have Earth, right, which is our home planet. Then you have Mars, right? You have Jupiter. And then you've got Saturn, right? So it's positioned at the sixth position, right? From the sun, right? So that's where really Saturn is situated. And it's this planet that has this magnificent rings around it, right? So it's the only planet actually in our solar system that has this, that's distinguished, you know, that's distinguished by its magnificent rings. It's beautiful, and I guess maybe that's why it's my favorite planet, eh? So I remember this joke. I once went to a planetarium, and, you know, the person who was presenting in the planetarium said, it happens that God loved the Saturn much more, you know, than all the other planets. Hence, he put a ring around Saturn. So, yeah, I mean, it's my favorite planet. And so today we're going to be understanding it in much more great detail, okay? So those were just few things about Saturn, right? It's the sixth position planet from the sun, right? And it's one planet that is differentiated by its beautiful, magnificent rings around it, right? And so a quick fact for today is that if you did not know, now you know that these rings that are actually surrounding Saturn are made up of everything from dust and particles to, you know, to huge boulders. That's what really makes up those rings, right? So yeah, we're gonna be speaking about Saturn, and right after this we are rolling the ball.
Active FM radio has never been better. Active FM radio has never been better.
Beautiful. So the time is now, and now is the time where we want to learn, understand, where we want to get an insight, and, you know, eventually explore Saturn in much more great detail, okay? That's really what we're going to be doing on today's show. But before that, before anything of that nature, I have a question for you. The Void Show has a question for you today. And the question is, what do you think about Saturn? What do you think about Saturn? And I know it might sound like a difficult question because you have to think what you think about Saturn. But it really isn't that hard, because what I'm really asking is, you know, for the fact that you saw this topic for today, and you decided to play this show, means that there's a probability that you surely know, or surely have some knowledge, some sort of knowledge about Saturn, hey? So that's really what I'm asking you to share, right? Have you seen Saturn? Are you planning to stay on Saturn? Are you planning to go on Saturn in the future or tomorrow? Are you loving Saturn? Is it one of your favorite planets? Do you want to see it? Do you want to buy a telescope to see it? Do you have a question about Saturn? Do share that with us. We are on WhatsApp, and our WhatsApp line, that's 084-505-1166. I mean, I'm waiting so passionately to see some of those comments, some of those questions, some of those thoughts, right, about Saturn. So be sure not to disappoint, right? But more of Saturn. So let's speak about Saturn. Let us speak about Saturn. So, you know, one thing that you should know about Saturn is that it's one of those planets that was so decisive about its location away from the sun, eh? And what do I mean by that? I mean, like, you know, Saturn is like so far from the sun. It's like incredibly far from the center of our solar system, eh? And where would be the center of our solar system? That would be at the sun, okay? It's so far from the sun. I mean, it was so decisive that it went so far from the sun. And, you know, I want you to get a feeling of this distance, right? Because you might really underestimate this distance, but the truth and the reality is, you know, when we speak about distances of celestial bodies, and these would be distances between stars, these would be distances between planets, right? Between comets, between asteroids. When we are dealing with these distances, these are incredibly huge distances, okay? So when I mean like Saturn is so far from our sun, I mean like it's boldly far from the sun. Hey, it's not like far from the sun, it's like far from the sun. You get that? So it's like so far from the sun. And I'm going to be sharing with you some of the statistics about Saturn at a later stage. But that's really, I want you to get a feeling of how far away Saturn is from the sun, right? And so here's another thing again that's going to surprise you. Let's assume that you are having a vacation on Saturn, okay? Let's assume that you are on a holiday on Saturn. You're the only one on planet Saturn, you know, billions of kilometers away from us, away from Earth. You are there. And you have a hotel, right? Or maybe you just built your, you know, 11 dimensions house, you know, on planet Saturn. You know, 69 story house. And you are there, right? So you are surely there. And so the point for you to go there is that you actually want to see everything from the viewpoint of Saturn, okay? So what you actually want to do is to see stars from Saturn. You want to see Earth from Saturn, okay? You want to see Mars from Saturn. You want to see clouds from Saturn. You want to see, I don't know. You want to see how the sky looks like, you know, from Saturn. You want to see, you know, the universe from Saturn, okay? Let's assume that you are in that position. Did you know that the sun would appear like a single, small, brilliant pinpoint of light? Did you know that's actually how you're going to see the sun? Yeah? Did you know that? Well, that now you know. That's actually how you're going to see the sun. It's pretty much going to be like stars, you know. It's pretty much going to be like that. Right? But it would obviously be different to stars in the background because, I mean, the sun would be much more closer to you. But then that's pretty much how it would be like. That's pretty much how you would see the sun. It would just be this pinpoint of light in the sky. And obviously that would affect the amount of heat that you get from the sun, right? The further you go away from the sun, the less heat you're going to get from the sun. So it has been also calculated that you get about one ninth would obviously be like less than a quarter, right? Less than a quarter of the heat that you actually get from Earth, right? So it, temperatures are not really so exciting. I mean, to summer lovers out there, to, you know, to people who love summer, when you are there on Saturn, it's extremely gonna be cold, eh? And of course, other factors are going to be there because, you know, it's a gas planet. It's all of that stuff. But temperatures are really not so exciting after all, right? Not so exciting after all. So, I mean, if you want to visit there, you want to put that in mind as well, right? So, yes. So, another thing is you surely hear me always speaking about distances. You're like, but you always speak about distances. And what are these distances? What are you talking about? What are these distances? These distances. And these are crazy facts. I'm telling you, you're going to be surprised. Now, the distance from the sun, okay? The distance from the sun to Saturn is more than 1 billion kilometers. And, you know, be cautious that I'm saying more than. So it's extremely more than 1 billion kilometers. The distance from, you know, like the distance between the sun and Saturn, okay? More than 1 billion, 100 and something billion, and when you convert 1 billion something to your miles, that would be about 800 and something million miles, okay? 800 and something million miles. So that's the distance between what? Between the sun and the planet Saturn. So you surely see and you know, get this feeling of how far away Saturn is away from the sun, right? But now I'm gonna be sharing right now. Wait for this. So how many days do we have in a year on Earth? How many days do we have in a year on Earth? We have approximately 365, right? Days on Earth. Well, 365 days makes up 1 year, right? Makes up 1 year. And so what's the reference? The reference is what? It's definitely the orbiting of our planet around the sun, okay? So we just have a point that we said, okay, this would be our reference point. And when Earth goes around the sun, you know, it orbits the sun, and when it gets back to that point again, we're saying that we have basically completed one orbit, which equals to 1 year, okay? So it takes literally 365 days to orbit the sun, okay? That's really what it is. But now here's what's going to surprise you. Saturn completes its one orbit once every 29.5 years. Yes, you heard me correctly. That's what it is. That's what it is. So it means that a 1 year when you're on Saturn is equal to about 30 years, 30 Earth years. That's how it is. Okay? 1 year when you're staying on Saturn is equal to about 30 Earth years. That's really what it is. So I know your mind might be feeling dizzy right now. I know that. Calm down. Don't worry. So this is what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to play you this beautiful gem, Beauty of Life, right? So that your mind can come back to its normal place, okay? I know. Don't worry. I know that your mind is there. So here's a beautiful gem, Beauty of Life. And right after this song, we're going to be speaking more about Saturn. Enjoy.
Forget the pain and darkness.
Beauty of Life playing on radio. That is Active FM. It's a radio station that is active. And of course, you are still listening to The Void Show. We are speaking about Saturn. We are exploring Saturn and understanding it in much more better detail. Please do get in touch with us. 084-505-1166. That is our WhatsApp line. Otherwise, you can, of course, find the code to that WhatsApp line on our Instagram page. It's at ActiveFM777. My name is Andrew Falazi, and of course I am your show host as we speak more about Saturn. Right, so I'm sure you are now wondering, why am I not speaking about the rings of Saturn? Okay, no, those are beautiful, of course, but you know, there's a whole long history of those rings, you know. To speak a little about those rings, it's actually particles, okay? It's actually particles that are surrounding this planet of Saturn. I'm thinking in my mind Jupiter. But yeah, this planet Saturn. So it's obviously surrounded by this vast, what do they say in English? It's this vast swarm. Yeah, it's this vast swarm of solid objects, right? And of course, the range of sizes of these objects would be from dust, small particles such as a dust, to car-sized bodies, right? So that's really the scale of how big these objects or these bodies that are surrounding Saturn are like. You know, the sizes, they are basically ranging from small dust to car-sized stones, really. And so we obviously call them particles, right? They are surrounding the planet Saturn. What you should know is that they are mostly composed of ice, okay? It's mostly ice that's there, and it's just kind of like a frosted rock, okay? It's kind of like a frosted rocks that are basically surrounding the planet Saturn. And so obviously when you would combine all of them, when you are at a far away distance, they would be seen like they would be seen like rings, okay? They would be seen like rings, but in fact when you get much closer to them, they actually appear to be separable, okay? Well, they are actually separated, but they then actually appear to be these irregular shaped stones, you know, rocks, whatever that would really mean to you. And you know, for the longest time, these rings were thought to be unique in our solar system, right? They were thought to be unique in our solar system because when you look at all the other planets, they seem to not have, at first, right? And obviously, we're going back in time here when people started to first see the rings of Saturn, right? They're obviously quite big, right? They're quite big, and they are, you can definitely spot them when you look at the Saturn with a telescope, right? You can, you know, spot them just like that, right? So they're quite big to be seen with telescopes, right? So because of that, for the longest time, they have thought, you know, they were long thought to be unique in our solar system. But now, we now know that in our solar system, other giant planets, and when we speak about other giant planets, we're speaking about planets like your Jupiter, you know, Saturn included, and Uranus and Neptune. Those are what we call gas giant planets, right? Because they're pretty huge compared to Earth, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, right? So we call them gas giant planets. So the thing is, when we now look at these planets with powerful telescopes, we can spot that, oh my word, not only Saturn now has these unique rings around it, it's no longer special in a way, eh? Not only it, but we now see that even these other gas giant planets all have rings, right? They all have rings. But then, you know, the rings of these other planets would not, they are not as extensive, right? They are not as extensive and distinctive as, nor as beautiful, right, as Saturn's rings. So really, for the longest time, these rings that were surrounding Saturn, they were thought to be rings, like actual rings, right, for the longest time. So that's really a little bit about Saturn. There's really a lot interesting stuff about these things, right? There's so many interesting stuff about these things that we could literally and speak the whole day about these things. As much as we would preach the gospel, you know, you can literally speak the whole day about the gospel, the way it's so beautiful, the way it's so nice. So it's pretty much the same thing. There's so interesting facts about, you know, how God made this universe. And so we can literally speak the whole day, right, about this thing. But one last thing that I want to share with you, it's about the what's really happening in the atmosphere of the planet Saturn, right? We obviously have an atmosphere. Well, it obviously does have an atmosphere, okay? It has an atmosphere, and some, you know, what was found in Saturn's atmosphere were gases like hydrogen and a bit of helium, okay? A bit of helium there, a bit of hydrogen there. And of course, you would have some methane, I think it's methane, and ammonia. You know, there are traces of those kind of gases in Saturn's atmosphere, right? So that's really what's happening, or what composes of Saturn's atmosphere. And even if you look at the solar system, right, it's so beautiful that it looks like, well, it really is designed, okay? You if you look at it, you can see that this is beautiful. It's the sun, it's this. So it really looks like this beautiful design, okay? From the sun to Mars, it's small planets, okay? It's small planets. I mean, you've got the sun, of course, it's not a planet, it's the sun. But then you've got Mercury, that's the first planet. You've got Venus, you know, you've got Earth, you've got Mars, right? These are small planets, okay? But when you start going out of, you know, outward of Mars, then you meet Jupiter. That's like a gas giant planet, okay? It's like a gas giant planet. And it's these are so huge that you literally fit many Earths inside these planets. You know, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune, those are incredibly huge planets, right?
Now, the difference between the atmospheres of the two groups of planets is this. Now, gas giants have an atmosphere that's very turbulent, right? And what we mean by that, we mean it's very, it's not smooth, right? It's not smooth at all. It's turbulent. There's a lot of things that are happening there. You look at our atmosphere, it's pretty smooth, right? It's pretty smooth. Much different than those gas giants planets. So that's the difference between these two categories of planets. We've got gas giants planets. We've got these four home planets, right? So these four first ones are the ones that are with moon. Either they have a moon or they don't have a moon. And the last ones, they have so many moons. And of course, the differences would be in their atmospheres as well. So, yeah. So, apparently, we have reached the end of the show. Stick with us. I have something so good that I want to tell you. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
are you ready?
You can stream Reactive's very own The Movement album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Reactive, it's a movement.
Oh my word, and apparently we have reached the end of the Void Show for today. If you have got to this point, thank you so much. I appreciate and love you. A big cheer to you for doing that. It means that you are willing to learn, right? You want to learn stuff. You want to see other perspectives of the universe, okay? Other perceptions of the universe. I mean, I had this show and I'm planning to have it once more again where it's amazing that, you know, we have one thing, but we see it in different ways. I mean, we've got the universe. It's given to us, but then we see it in different ways. You know, to some it's their God. To some it's their problem, right? To students, it's the universe is a problem. They want to solve it, right? Using mathematics, using physics, they want to solve it and understand what really happens there. To some it's philosophy, you know. To some it's beautiful. It's poetry. To some it's mathematics. To some it's conflict, you know. To some it's what God has made. So it really is incredible too. And I had a show on this. I had an amazing and a beautiful guest on that show. We were speaking about rhymes of the universe, right? Yeah, I spoke about this last week as well. We were speaking about that, and it is incredibly amazing actually to see that. But everyone has got everything, right? No, that's not what I'm trying to say, but what I'm trying to say is that everyone has got something to say, right? So at the end of the day, everyone wants to say something, right? Everyone wanna say something. So I mean, yeah, that's the end of our show for today, and I hope that you enjoyed the show. I absolutely did. I absolutely had an incredible time. So you can find us on our WhatsApp line, 084-505-1166. We are there at the Void Show Facebook page. It's at the Void Show with Andrew, right? At the Void Show with Andrew. Otherwise, you can find us on www.activefm.co.za. There's a safe platform for you to get all the shows that we're having on Active FM. We've got so many shows, beautiful, different in their essence. Amazing. So you want to check them out as well. And we're literally everywhere. Everywhere. We are literally everywhere. Spotify, you name them. Gab, Pala, you name them. We are there. Worry not. You can find us everywhere. And you can listen to us everywhere, anytime, anywhere. Right? So I had a great show from myself. I love and appreciate you. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Same place. Bye-bye. Have an amazing week.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.